Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed. He is the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, some news to bring to folks. The Schenectady County Public Health Director is out amid the pandemic. What's going on here?
Yeah, so yesterday we learned that Lisa Iris, who's been the public health director for a few years now, sort of abruptly left last week. Her last date was August 14th. It's not something that was formally announced by the Schenectady County public leadership. It's something our reporter, Pete DeMola, found out on his own when he saw some paperwork. And mostly the county's being pretty mum on it. They confirmed that she's leaving. It's a little bit of a mystery as to why she would leave, especially right now when they're still dealing, along with everybody else, with the COVID-19 pandemic. Lisa Iris was the person who was the, you know, handled the whole public health response during the pandemic. And so she's out and she's not commenting. She has retained a lawyer, Kevin Louis Brand, who talked to us very briefly yesterday. He talked about her being forced out. He said she was being pushed into retirement. She's 59 and she declined to do that. As a result, she was demoted, he said. So county's not responding to it. We don't know what exactly is going on, but we're going to keep trying to find out.
From there to the Schenectady Teachers Union, the leader says we should probably delay in-person instruction.
Yeah, so yesterday we talked to the woman who leads this union, and she represents over 1,000 teachers in Schenectady. It's one of the biggest districts in the region. And she raised some pretty big concerns about some health issues having to do with air quality as we go into the school season in the age of COVID-19. So Julia Benequist, though, the union rep, she said her biggest concern is with the district's ventilation plants. It's an old district with lots of old buildings. And she said that she just feels that the building's ventilation systems are not ready to handle this. And this is one of the main concerns people have, is that you're able to recirculate or to get clean air in buildings to avoid transmission of COVID. So what she's saying is, she's saying, you know what, September 14th is when the district was planning to go back with in-person school. She's asking the district to wait at least until October to give the district at least a whole month to continue to work on the ventilation system and to train the teachers as to what they need to do in terms of safe protocols. Her big concern is some of these old buildings, and she points out that some of these buildings have no, you know, centralized systems at all. And it was a pretty scathing quote she gave a reporter. She said, quote, "The ventilation plan in Schenectady for many of our buildings and classrooms is to have an open window." The new interim superintendent acknowledged that one of the plans that they have in some of these old buildings is just to have outward-facing classrooms with windows open. And Benequist was saying that's not enough.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thank you.
Take care, David.